what are your first impressions of the team you've assembled so far?
You know, I think it's an ongoing evaluation. It's, from mini camps, from OTAs to mini camp, to this is the sixth day of practice. I think it just keeps going on going. I think it's been great effort, and I think the coaches have done a great job, and Brad Roll, the strength staff, done a good job getting everybody ready, and we've, knock on wood, we've been able to get people on the field and be able to see and evaluate, so the process keeps going.
Can you be specific about what you've seen from Brandon Whedon so far?
Well, I think everybody that practices football has really good days, and they have some bad days, and I think everything's a learning experience, and I think he clearly has proven through the offseason that he's gotten better in everything they've asked him to do, so every day it's about getting better, and I think that's what a lot of players have done.
From January to now, have you accomplished what you wanted to do?
Well, I think Joe talks about it all the time, and I think it's important. You know, you're in this business, you're never fulfilled in accomplishing. You're trying to lay a foundation and build a structure for sustainable success. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. It's going to be an ongoing process as we go through it and keep adding and keep building, because it's not about just one day, it's about every day.
Relative to what you expect of Mingo in his first year, what have you seen of Mingo through the first stages of camp?
Well, you know, I think Mingo is a lot like he was at LSU. He plays hard. He's kind of a symbolic of what we're trying to acquire here, players in terms of plays hard, plays with passion, athletic, can run. And obviously he has the long way to go to learn his craft as a player. And he's out here every day working better, and that's the only way you can do it.
Is it going to be way easier for him to succeed as a pass rusher early than as a run defender?
Well, I think the NFL is hard to do both, but I think, you know, the coaches think it's a role for him, and I think Mingo will work hard at excelling in that role. And I think one thing that I've learned through my career is, you know, players develop the skills within the system, and I think he's got those skills to fit the system.
Just one more thing on the OLB. So are you almost overstacked there?
On pass rushers?
Well,
I don't think you could ever be overstocked on that. I think, you know, all our guys have done a really nice job of competing. I think they've all been very good and adaptable to the thing. I don't think it's been one guy. I think it's been a lot of guys. So I feel good about that.
Well, let's think about Grove. Is Grove, it's almost like after you drafted Mingo, Grove's could be superfluous. Why isn't he?
Well, I think everybody has a role on the team, and everybody's role is really important. I think Coach Chud talks about that all the time. I think that's what we have to do, is get guys that know their role, they play well, and they do a good job.
Michael, who have you learned most about that was here before you got here?
Well, I think, you know, every time you have a draft, you always learn more about the draft class the second year. You know, as I said, you teach first year, the coaches teach the players the system. The second year, they develop the skills within the system. So a lot of the second-year players, it's been good to watch them play more and be active, because last year they didn't play. So, but that's for a lot of players. I mean, whether they were college free agents last year that weren't in camp or on practice squad, or whether they're guys that were on the team, I think you learn more about those players because they're more confident.
Mike, can you talk about, first of all, how concerned are you about Josh Gordon's patella tendonitis right now, the fact that he's having to miss some of his important training camp reps, and then we haven't talked to you since, the whole suspension thing?
Well, I think the injury stuff, Coach Chud talks about that. I think, every day during training camp, there's always bumps and bruises that you have to get over. And I'm excited to see Josh's development as a player. I think that he's shown this offseason with a great attitude, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that. I think he's got to demonstrate that what he's done is continue on, and I think that's what he wants to do. He wants to be a good player.
Some guys have come through here, even sometimes some national media, and like Greg Bedard came through here, and they talk about loafing out there, not running back after a pass and things like that. Are you seeing that, or are you seeing a good effort?
I think Josh, like a lot of players, has come out here to try to get better every single day, and I think that's been really important.
What do you like about Jason Campbell at this stage of his career?
Well, Jason's, an experienced player, and we felt like before when we signed him, Coach Chud, Joe, and everybody in the organization felt like that experience can certainly help an organization. And I think he's proven that he's come in here, worked hard, he knows the system, he's getting better with every single rep. So, it's a long way to go for everything, for everybody, as they learn it.
What was attractive about Brian Hoyer to add him later in the offseason?
Well, Brian's a guy who's been in the league. He hasn't played a lot, but he's experienced in terms of being around it. He works hard, and he's a competitive kid. And so it was an opportunity to add somebody to keep improving in that area and give them an opportunity.
Do you see this as a quarterback competition at all? Or is
I think all those that stuff. My job is to evaluate the players. I think Chud's job is to coach the team and handle all that. So I think that's really important for him.
How much harder is it to evaluate some of these younger guys when they're not in pads nearly as much as they used to?
Well, you know, we used to not, I mean, pads is, that's been the way of the league in the last few years, but I think the less practices have made it more difficult because, you know, we used to have two-a-day practices and, you know, training camp's a mathematical problem. It's about how many reps everybody gets. So that's been a little bit more difficult, but, you know, you take it, and I think the games are important.
Mike, what have you seen, or what did you see in Deion Lewis to bring him in, and has he shown you that on the practice field?
Well, you know, like a lot of players, we had, you know, Joe was in Philadelphia. Joe was part of drafting Deion. So when you know a player from the draft all the way through, I think that's really important. And it was an opportunity to help us and add to our depth. So, you know, Joe knew a lot about him. Chud knew about him. Scott Turner was at Pitt with him, too. So there's a lot of people that were a part of that helping us do that.
In the big picture, I mean, as you look at your team now compared to the other teams in the division, how do you feel you stack up?
Well, I haven't seen the other teams in the division, you know, based on this year, so it's hard. I think we have to focus on the Cleveland Browns and worry about us getting better first.
Mike, when you're evaluating players, either waiver wire or even going forward, where does intelligence rank as far as importance when you're
evaluating? Well, I think, you know, if a guy doesn't know what to do, it's hard to put him on the field. So as talented as any player might be, I think he's got to know what to do and how to play, and I think football intelligence is important too.
Draft picks would end up starting this year, would that be a disappointment, or would you expect?
You know, I mean, you know, Tony, that's an interesting question because starting doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, their play time is more important to me than who gets introduced, even though, you know, introductions are an important part of football. I think it's, you know, who gets introduced isn't as important. But I think, you know, as we build this team, I think you'll see players play and the younger players will play and grow, and I think that's really more important.
What is your opinion, Michael, on Mitchell Schwartz specifically?
You know, one thing I think everybody on this team has done is come in and competed. I think we had a complete attendance in the offseason, and Mitchell's done that, and every day they go out there to get better. And, you know, the level of competition as he faces against the Paul Krugers and the other players, Jabal Sheard, really good rushers, I think that helps him, and he grows his game.
What do you think of him coming out in 2012?
I think I was with Ian working in NFL Network, so I didn't really. I don't, you know, to me, I'm focused more on about his play now.
How about the secondary? How are you fixed with, obviously, there's kind of two spots there that are still a little bit open. How do you feel about the bodies that you have to fill the secondary, and specifically, how do you feel about the results?
I think, you know, every day it's an evaluation, so I don't, you know, I don't look at it as only two spots. I think we have to fill the roster, and I think every day we have to constantly look at our players that may come available. So I haven't really thought about it in that way.
Is Chris Owens stepping up at that spot a little bit?
I think a lot of guys are stepping up. I think a lot of guys are playing well, but, you know, we haven't played a preseason game, so it's hard. You know, this is practice. Games count.
Have you judged that Alex Mack is the type of player that you definitely would like to go long-term with?
Well, I think, you know, Alex certainly has proven that he's a good player on and off the field. I think though he set dance for that, and I think he has the ability to continue to play well, so certainly fits the profile.
Guys, got time for just two more questions.
How do you feel about the kicking situation before we get into games?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, games are going to be really important for the kickers because, you know, it's like you have to watch them and with people around and, you know, situations, and you can simulate that. I think Coach Judge's done a good job of trying to do that, but I think ultimately with people in the stands, I think it's important to watch them.
Wide receivers, of course, you don't know that you have all you need based on track records, but do you think you have all you need at the wide receiver position?
I think it's my job, you know, by Joe and Jimmy and Chud, to not think we have all our needs filled at any position, so it's our job to keep adding talent to the team. So I'm always looking at that.
Thank you.